Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel, and this is asking whether Prince Andrew could go to prison. The Duke of York, the Earl of Inverness, Baron Killaloe, and so forth, he's agreed not to use those titles, but they've not been degraded. What are the accusations against him? Well, first of all, the late Virginia Giuffre accused him of rape. She was then Virginia Roberts at the time, age 17 at the time of the first incident. This allegedly happened in the United States. Florida, particularly London, I think, first time, and the Virgin Islands. Not the Virgin Islands, and Manhattan. And she can prove that she was in the same place at the same time. Obviously, she took her own life several months ago at the age of 41, despite being married and having three children. And mothers of little children very seldom commit suicide. However, now I'm not a lawyer, by the way. I'm told that it's almost impossible that he could be successfully prosecuted for that, because his alleged victim is dead. And though she has given statements to the FBI and so on, I'm not sure she ever gave a statement to the police in the United Kingdom, that the Metropolitan Police investigated the allegations. She can't be tested in court. She can't be cross-examined. She's dead. So Prince Andrew, if he committed a crime against her, seems to have got away with that one. In the court of public opinion, he's as guilty as can be, but he can't be prosecuted for that because his defense team wouldn't have an opportunity to question her. And I'm not aware of any such trial where someone has even been tried when the victim has been is dead. People say, but what about murder? The victim's dead in a case of murder. You can still prosecute the person. Okay, but this crime is different. It's crucial because, you know, one of the witnesses doesn't die. So it's very unlikely that he would be successfully prosecuted for that. And yes, he could in principle be extradited to the United States. There are extradition treaties. People are not above the law. People are being prosecuted. Princess Anne has twice been convicted of things, having a dog out of control on one occasion and speeding on another occasion. So, you know, royals in recent times have been found guilty of crimes. And look, the president of France, former president Sarkozy, just beginning a 5-year jail sentence for taking illegal funding from the Libyan dictator. But what he could be prosecuted for is possibly human trafficking. If he was in any way involved in bringing her, then a minor, to the United Kingdom or from one state to another in the United States for the purpose of sexual exploitation. And that is rather easier to prove. That did he pay for this? Did he organize this in any way with the intention of non-consensual sexual contact, even if it wasn't as far as intercourse, things like that? That would be easier to prove. But in the United Kingdom, what he could be prosecuted for is obviously misconduct in a public office. So this covers a lot of people, as often used against police officers. So misconduct in a public office has got a definition in law, and that comes from a leading case, the Crown and Bowden, a 1996 case. I don't think it's actually by statute. So malfeasance, as it is. So the malefactor has to be someone who's a public officer. And in a sense, he was working royal, but especially when he was the UK's roving ambassador for trade, working for UK trade and investment. So that was a public office. He accepted that duty. It was with the Queen's Commission. The elected government wanted him to do it. He was always in consultation with ministers. So that was a public office. So he was paid for that through the through the civil list, as then was. Those were his duties he'd chosen to carry out. And he was acting as such when he was on these trade trips to Kazakhstan, United Arab Emirates, Russia, China, wherever. And so whilst meant to be executing his official duties, it could be that he willfully neglects to perform his duty and or willfully misconducts himself, where he failed to turn up some dinners he didn't want to go to, and then he misconducted himself by bringing Epstein and other people along to make trade deals with them. He's going to promote British trade, not American trade. So he's undermining it in Bahrain, suggesting the Bahrainis don't buy some British kit. They lease it and set a better deal for himself. So going directly against his brief. His brief was to maximize profits of the United Kingdom, and he was reducing them. So that is gross misconduct. And there are multiple other things. And doing private deals on the side, you know, breaching this emoluments idea, he mustn't be doing so for private enrichment. You've got your salary for this. You don't get to make extra deals on the basis of this. There you are to promote other companies, not yourself. Midwifing deals, claiming commission. And so a complete failure to distinguish between public and private. Your GP in the National Health Service, he or she cannot be treating as a private patient on the side. your teacher in school, he or she cannot be giving you private tuition on top of that, and so on. So it was a blatant breach of that, of the ethical rules. And he did so to such a degree as to mount and abuse the public's trust in the office holder. Well, definitely the public trust has been very much abused. He was trusted to carry out the government's commission, to do his level best to win more trade for the United Kingdom, and he did not do so. He also publicly railed against the anti-corruption legislation. Other things like spending too much money on purpose, staying in presidential suites of a hotel rather than staying in the embassy, which would have saved money, insisting on going by business jet. Now you might say, well, the government reluctantly agreed to that, so he's off the hook on that one. Bringing hookers into his hotel room, is that misconduct? Possibly. Some would say it would lead to a diminution of public trust in him. So the public has lost trust in this office holder, definitely. He did so without reasonable excuse or justification. Well, there's no excuse. There's not the least justification for actively damaging British trade, promoting other things, the Greek water company in Kazakhstan taking bribes to do so. They didn't get the deal in the end, but trying to not promote them rather than the British company, for example. So he was misusing his conducts for his contacts for private enrichment. That is misconduct by any definition. And there is a certain level to be reached. It's easily past the threshold. He's got to amount to an abuse of public office. It can't be a mistake. It can't just be underperformance, all right? And the bribes he accepted, it was not a free meal. It was not a cinema ticket. We're talking millions of pounds, wanting 1% of any deal that he commissioned. So on that basis, it can be very easily prosecuted. And there's a wealth of information in Entitled by Andrew Loney. And so this is properly investigated by Metropolitan Police. If ex-ambassador spoken to a parliamentary commission, they could easily amass enough evidence to put him away. And there is no maximum sentence. In principle, one could get a reclusio perpetua for this. I don't think he'd be awarded a life sentence, but, you know, at least several years. Police officers on duty who've copulated with someone they've met, even off duty, but as part of through their duties, they can go to jail for misconduct, you know, trying to make money beyond their salary for their public duties. That would be an example of that. Okay, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.